Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They haven't lost at all in the Premier League. They have one draw.
One draw, right?
All the rest wins. And they play West Ham later today as we transition briefly.
Is that a big one?
It's not a big one, but the streak is the big thing. And their team is playing so well because, in large part, of what you're talking about. And Lowe can speak to this better than anyone. I do a little bit of coaching in high school, and when you give your players honest assessments, when you tell them what you're going to require from them, and then when it comes time for the big moments, you put them in those positions, players are going to play better. If you jack around with people and you don't give them the straight business, then a player's not going to be confident in themselves, even if it's a hard conversation of, look, you're not a starter, I see you as a second teamer, but we may need you in a certain situation, I'm going to need you to be ready. Honesty is one of the best things you can do as a coach in the player-coach relationship.
No question. When you have guys and coaches on the same page, it makes it a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier when you make that transition, because you saw this year when Pettis, when he was struggling, and we said, when is it going to happen? You don't think that Shanahan said, hey, look, I'm giving you some opportunities. Hey, I expect more out of him. He said it in the media, but he said it's in-house. He's going to get better. He went to him, continued to go to him. You look at Goodwin. Goodwin had many opportunities. And then it comes a point in time where coach has to say, you know what? I gotta protect you from you. I got to protect you from hurting our team. And I got to give our team the best opportunity to win. And when coaches don't do that, I'm telling you, it causes a rift in that locker room. Guys don't know it. I mean, people don't know it because they're like, oh, my God, why'd he go? Why'd he go away from you? When you look at that, Goodwin, you know, and he understands, so you can call your agent, you can do whatever, and say, hey, he hadn't performed, showed him this, we went over these things. And most players that are understanding what's right and wrong, when the coach comes to you, when you have a drop, you miss a block, you start seeing it, and then they say, look, you got to get better. Boom, week two, you have a drop, you miss a block, you do those things. And it goes on. Then when he finally sits down and say, hey, look, just letting you know you're down this week. Hey, you're not starting, moving you this. This is where we're going in the direction. What can you say?
Right.
Because, and then usually you're like, every game though that you allow, because he already warned you, every game from then, you're concentrating, you're trying to make plays, you're trying to do what's right because you know you've already been put on notice. And when you don't, when he keeps you in that next week, you're looking, you walk to your locker. Man, he could pull, is he going to pull me? That following week, God, he could pull you. And he gives you enough rope that you just say, you know what? It was needed.
Akello Witherspoon is a great example. You know?
It was needed.
And he knows
he's been great with that.
He has
been great with that. He hasn't said a single word. A lot of guys would be out there griping.
And you look at Jeff Wilson Jr., a guy who right now, today, he doesn't know if he's going to play in the Super Bowl. It all depends on Tevin Coleman. If Coleman is good to go, then you're not going to have Jeff Wilson Jr. He hasn't been up for the first two playoff games.
Right,
but
right.
If the shoulder's not good, he's got to be in that position. And you know Kyle Shanahan's gone to him many times and said, look, I know you're working hard, and I know you want to be out there, but this is where you are in the depth chart. This is our situation as it pertains to guys like Mark Nzacha, who's on special teams, and Elijah Lee, all these other guys who factor in ahead of him in certain areas. But Jeff Wilson Jr., when given the opportunity, he scored touchdowns.
And he caught an angle route. He caught the pass for a touchdown, too. Jeff Wilson showed that he has the ability to catch the ball. I can tell you this. Jeff Wilson, you're right. He may not play in the Super Bowl. That's unmuted. We get that. I agree with you there. But Jeff Wilson is going to be up. I can tell you that right now. He knows he's going to be up this week.
J-Dub-J? That's what we'll call him. J-Dub-J.
So, I don't. So that's why
as
I'm
an
little,
insurance policy, in case Coleman goes out there and gets hurt.
As a coach, you can't go into this game. And this guy's not going to practice the whole week. He hasn't taken a hit the whole week. And then you're going to shoot him up on game day and expect him to go out there and play at the levels you think. You're foolish.
Yeah,
and,
like if Mostert gets banged up early, you're looking around and you're
exactly.
Like, all right, Breida, who mentally something's not there these last few weeks. And then if you don't have Jeff Wilson, what are you going to do? Your whole attack
is predicated on running the ball.
Who do you take out? Because
somebody's got to come off. If he gets up, somebody's got to be down.
Sit down, Garoppolo. I think it's time for Mullins.
I'm going to get that out there. I'm telling you, somebody's going down, and I'm going to tell you right now. Now you're going to see, and I'm going to tell you right now, Jeff Wilson will be on special teams.
I wish I could lock that up from here.
Go ahead. I mean, lock it up, Steven. You have to. You got to be able to do something.
It's now official.
I really believe, if I'm looking at outside looking in, and I could be wrong, you can throw the flag, but I really believe that this guy will be up, and I would be willing to make a sizable bet that he's going to be active.
I just think when you look at...
Can we get a prop bet? Will Jeff Wilson be active on game day?
I don't know if that one's being hung anywhere, Joe.
I got to talk to somebody and see if we can get that one hung.
I don't know if we're going to take a lot of action on this. We should take, boy.
It's like I got one guy who wants to get down.
I would lose. I'd be broke.
You get 46 guys, right? You can dress 46 on the active
46
day.
On game day.
So one of those guys who has been active against Green Bay and active against Minnesota, you got to take somebody down. And that's where I think, and I'm not saying you're wrong, because
if Coleman's
shoulder is at all a question mark, Breida hasn't been that effective. And Raheem Mostert, you can't expect him to carry the ball 30 times in the Super Bowl. You just can't. So you will need Jeff Wilson, but
you want him
at
to
the
carry,
expense
but,
of who?
But you want
who?
Him to carry the ball 30 times.
Great question.
But you're right, Dibbs. You do want him to carry the ball 30 times, but the thing is, what if? You always got to factor in an if factor if he gets hurt. So you got to be prepared for that. So someone's going to be down.
All right, so that's a great, great analysis on the part about Shanahan's honesty, but we're probably missing what's the big picture here that a lot of people have gravitated to, especially on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795, which is Patrick Mahomes as a Niner. Like, Shanahan not admitting that he didn't do a whole lot of research on Mahomes and that they kind of had their plan in place, and then the Garoppolo thing threw it through a loop. Like, let's go back through time. You got to do the full butterfly effect on this. You make the trade with the Bears. They come to two. You actually, if you like Mahomes, you're probably not making that deal with the Bears, because you know the Bears are coming up to go ahead and get the number two pick, which is a QB. And you can't just assume it's Trubisky. So who did they end up getting with that Bears pick?
Solomon Thomas.
No, I mean what the assets that came back.
Yeah.
Was Fred Warner one of those? When Fred Warner came over, he was a traded pick. We got to look
that
up.
The one.
There were some of the assets that you got, and you got to say, would your team have been better with Patrick Mahomes? Now, one thing we can say this for sure, no matter who you would have got, would you have got Nicky Bosa last year? No, because you would have won more. So this would be a butterfly effect that you don't have Nicky Bosa. You probably don't have four. There's a lot of guys you don't have on this team, but one thing you know, you still would have had an offense that would be high powered. You know that you still would have been able to score a lot of points. Would you be where you're at now? I don't know, but one thing you would have known, one thing everyone would know, your offense would be high scoring and would be able to produce some points. It doesn't mean that you would have been as good as this Niner team is right now, though.
No, you're right.
You two keep going for a little bit. I'm going to look this one up, and I'm going to get back to you with all the details. If you had Mahomes right now, how much different would life be? Would you be here right now? Would you be playing for the Super Bowl? Lowe's making a great point
that you don't have Nick Bosa if you have Patrick Mahomes, because you don't go 4-12, your quarterback doesn't blow out his ACL, and you don't have such a bad year that you pick number two overall, and you get Nick Bosa. And, you know, you may not get D Ford as well, because if Kansas City doesn't have Patrick Mahomes, they're not in the AFC championship game.
He doesn't jump off sides.
And you may not, I mean, Quan Alexander you may get anyway, but those two players in particular certainly aren't here. So your team looks so much different. I don't know if you can just say that you'd be here anyway.
You can't say you'd be here anyway, but what you can say, you know that you would have an offense that would be unbelievable, because Patrick Mahomes make any offense unbelievable. You know that you're going to win games because his ability to scramble, his ability to throw the ball. You're going to be in a lot of shootouts, but I don't think you would have had the defenses you have. And so I think that it's hard for us to speculate what this team would have been. Would it eventually got good, though, with Patrick Mahomes over time? Absolutely. You know it would have eventually got good, because he is one of those quarterbacks that there's not a lot of guys out there that is like him. There's not a lot of quarterbacks out there that throw the ball with this accuracy, throw the ball with different launch angles, throw the ball on the run, do so many things that he can do. So it is, we know without a doubt, with Cal Shanahan as the head coach and you have Patrick Mahomes as your play caller, you're going to have some success. So that thing I do know.
And it would change, I think, the way you drafted, because you would have to add more weapons for the pass game than they have. I know you got George Kittle, who's been incredible, and you went out and got Emmanuel Sanders via a trade, and Debo, and Jalen Hurd, unfortunately, who got hurt. But I think you would have invested more of your free agent capital on the offensive side.
I'm not 100% positive, but the deal between the Bears and the Niners, this part I'm positive about. The Bears sent the number 3 overall pick, which was Solomon Thomas, for the number 2 overall pick, which turned out to be Trubisky. In addition, they gave him 2 picks that year in 2017. There was a 3rd and a 4th. Now, I'm not sure if I have this correct, but I think the 3rd was Akello Witherspoon. I'm almost positive. And then in the 4th, I don't know. I think they may have traded, because it says it was pick 111, and the only pick they made in the 4th that year was number 121, which was Joe Williams. So I've got to do some more searching on that. But in 2018, they picked up the Bears' 3rd round pick, which turned out to be Fred Warner. So if you don't make that trade and you take Mahomes, great, you've got Mahomes at 2. But you don't pick up any of those additional assets from moving 2 and 3, which means Fred Warner is not on this team, which means Akello Witherspoon apparently isn't on this team either. Then, in addition, Mahomes probably makes you good enough, like you said, where your next draft you're not getting Nick Bosa.
Right.
And you're also getting set that, as great as Mahomes would be, you have to get ready to pay him. You have to get ready to pay him. Dude, Garoppolo's deal's done. You sent the 2nd-round pick. You went ahead. You paid him. At first, it looked like a lot. Now, over the next few years, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good deal. So where would you rather be right now? 888-957-9570.
I like that.
I don't know if we'll take calls, but you can definitely hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. That's big, because if you put the two next to each other, you're going to say Mahomes is a better quarterback. In this system, it's probably still Mahomes. But also the Fred Warner acquisition, the Akello Witherspoon acquisition, the fact that it also set you up for Nick Bosa, which has been a huge impact on this team. I don't know. I don't know which way you go there.
I think you'd rather be in this position because of what you're just saying and describing Nick Bosa and Jimmy Garoppolo's deal, because this window for this team is not going to close next year because you have the quarterback under a pretty good price relative to other guys at that position. And it's something that you've pointed out about Kansas City when they have to pay Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to get $40 million a year or more.
No doubt.
He's going to get a record-setting deal, and that's going to hamstring their ability to add other pieces. So even though Jimmy Garoppolo will never be the quarterback that we think Patrick Mahomes is and will become.
Who will?
He doesn't have to be.
Right, you don't have to be, and it's no slight to Jimmy G.
Right.
You can throw any quarterback out there. There's no one that's like this guy. I think that it's hard to say. It's too close of a tale to say, because one thing you know, if you got a guy like Patrick Mahomes, you don't necessarily have to go and get all these great guys. These guys weren't great. Patrick Mahomes make them great. You got Goodwin, you got the speed, you got all those different things. Now you're talking about your running game even being more prolific because you got a quarterback that can do what he does. Now you can't put 8-9 guys in the box, because if you do, with all the speed that the Niners have at receiver, now you're talking about, oh my God. So I look at this thing and say, it's too tough. You look at it and say, you're glad where the Niners are at. You look where Kansas City is. But Mahomes is definitely a game changer, and you don't need necessarily great receivers. You need speed receivers, and you can go get those track guys. The way in which he's able to do things, you put so much pressure, because Kyle Shanahan's not going to change because of the quarter. He's still going to run the ball, but now the deep shots will be more readily. They'll be more open because you got a guy that can get it to him, and you got the speed, and you'll still have the running game. So it'd be unbelievable if he was in this offense as well.
Text line bailing us out. The Warner pick, correct, but what they did was they used those Bears picks to package and move back into the first round to take Reuben Foster. So I don't think Akello Witherspoon was a part of it. They used those picks to come back into the first and take Reuben, which ended up being a bit of a mess, as we all know later down the line. Interesting comments regarding Mahomes' contract. I saw this yesterday. I thought you could probably make a big deal out of this, but no one's going to buy in. But I still think there's something to it. Clark Hunt, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, yesterday on ESPN Radio was asked about the Patrick Mahomes contract situation. Quote, "There will be a right time sometime in the next 12 to 15 months to extend Patrick. And when I say right time, I mean right time for both the player and the club. I hope Patrick is here for his entire career, and that's going to be our goal." Now, think about this for a second. He's eligible for a deal as soon as this season's completed, which means after the Super Bowl. Everyone is under the opinion that they're just going to go ahead and get that done. Hunt obviously is negotiating, so he's out there in the media telling people, well, you know, we don't think it's going to be this year. You know, we might want him to play one more year on the deal, which would be year 4, and then instead of picking up the 5th-year option, which we would do, we would then talk about the extension. How could you be so stupid as to talk about any of this the week of the Super Bowl?
Right.
The only thing you say the week of the Super Bowl when it comes to your star player, the guy who got you here, the best quarterback in the NFL, and his future is, We love Patrick. We are going to make Patrick the highest paid quarterback in football. We are going to do that as soon as we can. But this is the Super Bowl, and we want everyone to focus on that. We'll deal with business after. That's what you say. Because guess what? You're going to end up doing that. And if you don't end up doing that, it's not going to matter. It's not like anyone's going to get mad at you because owners and coaches and general managers lie all the time. That's how you do it. That's business in this country. That's business in professional sports. Why would you even think about putting this out there? Well, you know, maybe 12 to 15 months. It's got to be right for him and us. Why would you do that? Why would you do that so that any of your fans are thinking, what's this guy talking about? Fans don't understand he's negotiating.
Right.
Fans look at that and they think, what are you talking about, dude? And why would you want that in his mind? Why would you want him? I see Lee Steinberg walking around. Lee Steinberg's his agent. Lee Steinberg's going to have to talk to him at some point this week and explain why he said
that. And we're going to talk to Lee tomorrow, actually, on this very program, and we can ask Lee, yeah, you know, maybe indirectly what that's like. I'm sure he won't reveal too much about the negotiations, but you're absolutely
right.
What
are you thinking if you're Clark Hunt bringing that up? Like, why not just, you know, we want to get it done. We love him. We're going to make him the highest paid guy. We're just not talking about it right now because it's Super Bowl week. Instead, it's, well, you know, it's got to be great for both of us. Negotiating Super Bowl week?
That's crazy.
So am I crazy to bring that up and think that's something?
No, it's crazy because Hunt should have been like, you know, he's the owner, and he should have been like, whatever it takes, Patrick Mahomes is going to be a Kansas City Chief for life. That's all you have
to say. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes. And then, you know what? Mahomes is like, thank you. But instead of saying, it's going to be 12, maybe 15 months.
So he's going to play a whole extra season without getting paid.
Rookie deal, which, granted, it's more money than any of us will ever make in a lifetime, but it's not $40 million a year.
His rookie deal, I mean, that this year's not. That when you talk about this year that's coming up, it's not. He was a second. Was he?
No, he was like 12
overall.
He's still making a few million, but the difference is astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
It's generational wealth versus, living very well now.
And with me, if I'm the quarterback and I hear that, I tell my agent, you know I'm not coming to camp. You know I'm not going to show up. Why? And they'll say,
hold out for the Super Bowl.
And they'll say,
how about this first ever Super Bowl holdout?
Be great.
Yeah.
You think Clark Hunt's going to let that happen?
Heck no. And it's like,
that's actually an unbelievable negotiation.
Andy's mustache would fall off.
But it's a situation, though, when he says that, when you hear that, you say, look, I'm not coming into camp. I'm not anywhere around the facility. When they say, well, you're going to come. Well, look what I did for you guys. I dislocated my kneecap. Everyone said I shouldn't play. I wouldn't have been bad if I took the rest of the year off. I come back and carry this team, single-handedly carry this team while the defense was struggling on a bad knee and get us into the playoffs and then get in the playoffs and do something I don't do all the time, and that's run, pick up 30, 40. Instead of stepping out bounds, I sacrifice everything for the good of this team to get in the Super Bowl. No way am I playing for that contract.
4 years, $16.4 million is what he signed for, $10 million in a signing bonus. So he's only making $4 million a year, and instead he'll make probably 40. So that is a significant raise he's looking
at, Joe. He can't take the chance.
I'm going to ask Lee tomorrow. I'm going to say, are you thinking about the first ever Super Bowl holdout? I think that's the right play. I'm going to ask Steinberg. Let's see if no one here is going to ask Steinberg that question, except this radio show. That's how we do. We're going to get right to the bottom of it. Think about that if you're Mahomes. I know it's crazy. I'm not actually advocating it. I'm joking around. But just think, the owner's dumb enough to put that comment out there. If Mahomes came back and said, you know what? If that's the case, I'm not sure I want to play on Sunday because I think I'm good enough to get back to the Super Bowl. And then think about just what that would do to the fan base. You're never going to skip the Super Bowl, but think about what that would do to the Kansas City fan base. They'd be up in arms.
They would
think
throw
about the
rocks
locker room.
In Hunt's house.
Think about the locker room.
Yes. the fan base would lose their mind.
The first ever Super Bowl holdout.
But you know what, though? You put that tweet out there on Instagram. Well, when people ask you the question, say, yeah, you know what? What if I, and all, you don't even have to say, I'm not going to play, say, but what if I said, say, that statement to me says this. And if you stated what you just said, Joe, well, what if I put this out there? But you know, I'm going to play in a Super Bowl. But I was out there and I said, I don't know if I want to play in a Super Bowl because I know I'm good enough to get to another one. Because I'm not sure about this contract.
I trust my talents.
Yes, and I'm telling you, even though he's going to play, you would send the shockwaves like shots fired. I mean,
we're on to something here.
That's crazy.
I really think we're on to something here.
All of a sudden, the Niners are favored by 6. The point spread moved by a
touchdown.
How
much is Patrick Mahomes worth to the spread? Like 8.
And more than that.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's what's crazy. His the point spread, if he wasn't playing, it would move. It would easy go to 8. It might double digits.
8 or 9. It's. I've read these articles before where you talk to bookmakers and they give you the value of what every quarterback's worth to think it'd be worth more than 10. Even Matt Moore stepped in this season and won. Yeah. He beat Minnesota. He almost beat Green Bay. I'm not saying he's Mahomes. Trust me on that. But just let that one rattle around. The first ever Super Bowl holdout, Joe Lowe and Dibs down here in Miami.
You're coming up with some gems
turning
today,
things
Joe.
Upside down. It's all brought to you by Bay Alarms. Sound the alarms in Kansas City. Mahomes might be sitting out the Super Bowl. I'm actually just kidding. Do not tweet that out. What do we have coming up? Well, Romo stiffed us.
Okay. He totally stiffed us, so man.
Okay, how about this?
Bill,
okay.
Come on.
Actually, I'm not going to make any comments because he might come over and break my neck. So, Bill, whenever you're free,
this is where normally Lowe, you would step in and say, I wouldn't let that happen.
I wouldn't let that happen.
That's a little late now.
He just had his breakfast sandwich. I'm not trusting him to be
we got to call that.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see what happens with Bill, but we do know Super Bowl champ Brian Billick is set to join us next. So how would you attack the Kansas City Chiefs? How would you go about attacking the San Francisco 49ers? He's going to have the game plan for you. Your business is unique. Whether you have one location or a dozen, a retail space, office, or restaurant, Bay Alarm has a security system that meets your specific needs. Bay Alarm, what have you got to lose?
The Road to Miami, brought to you by Merriwest Credit Union. Now back to Joe, Lowe, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. We're live from Miami Beach, 4 days from kick, Super Bowl 54. The San Francisco 49ers currently a one-point underdog with a total of 54.5, getting set to take on the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. It's great to have you with us today. It looks like Jeff Garcia and Ian Williams are going to join us together at 9 o'clock today. Romanowski has blown us off. He's out forever. Don't tell him I said it, but just quietly behind the scenes, lifetime ban. And then if he asks, just tell him we're booked up and, you know, we can't get him in, but we love him and we'd love to have him sometime. Someone who does honor the commitments, and we love this guy, Brian Billick, former Super Bowl champion, former head coach of Baltimore Ravens, NFL Network analyst. How's Miami treating you?
I'm doing great. And former 49er. You guys forget I was a 49er for 3 years. Yeah.
We're going to ease into the hot tub. We're going to ease into the hot tub to see the organization back where it is
great. From
those times.
Fabulous.
I mean, how does that resonate with you?
It's so great. Now, I hope we get a good contingent of 49er fans down here. Great place to come and see a game. And to watch the way they built it together. John Lynch. John was with me at Stanford. We recruited John to Stanford, so go back with that connection as well. And to watch what he and Kyle have put together, putting the organization together, you know, and they had a ways to go, you know, and they were patient. You got to give Jed York a great deal of credit for having the patience to put that combination together to build with it. A lot of teams would have bailed earlier. When you don't have that immediate success, it's so easy to go the other way, and now they're reaping the rewards.
Yeah, Coach, you did a great job of, you know, building teams, and you built on that defensive side. You look at San Francisco, they say offense entertains, but defense wins championship. By the way, you took my Super Bowl.
My pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. The Titans days, I was like, man, here's the Ravens. That 1 year, as I digest, I was like to say, that 1 year, the year before we ended up playing, that's the year I thought you guys were got hot at the end of the year. Unfortunately, you guys didn't make it. We were happy about that, too. but you look at these two teams. One team's more offensive-minded, others defensive-minded. Is that just a cliche? Kind of explain that to the listeners, how people say offense entertains, but defense wins championships.
Well, it is cliche, and it's probably a little old school. You know, when you think about when we won our championship in 2000, and obviously the greatest single-season defense in the history of the game. But it was at a time when we were in transition of great quarterback play. We were transitioning out of the Montanas and the Marinos and the Elways and the like. We hadn't yet really come into the great young quarterbacks, the Peyton Mannings and Drew Breeses and Aaron Rodgers, that eventually came into it. So, yes, you could win with great defense. Alone. And when I say alone, it meant, what did we do? Great defense, second in the league in rushing, led the league in turnover differential. And you could do that. In the day of great quarterback play, that would be a little tougher. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to win with great. You got to play some good defense. But this is an interesting contrast. It is.
Right.
Between, obviously, Kansas. It's like good versus evil, you know, dogs sleeping with cats. It's Armageddon, this whole.
Mass hysteria.
Oh, mass hysteria going on here. And what's even further interesting is you got the old school coach in Andy Reid, who has this wide open fast break offense, and the young up and coming Kyle Shanahan that's got the old school 21 personnel physical downhill. So some interesting contrasts, and it's going to be a challenge for the 49er defense, but I think they have a chance Again, it's got to be in conjunction with an offense that can run the ball, chew up time of possession. You say you can't play zone against Kansas City. I don't think that's the case. You got to, with that great front four that San Francisco has, you can play zone, but you got to come up and tackle well. I think they would much rather have Kansas City, if they're going to score, do it in 10, 12, 13 play drives, chew up the clock, than the one shot down the hill. You know, now you're going to keep the margins closer, and it takes a lot of discipline to do. Not that you're going to capitulate, oh, yeah, we're going to let them score. But if they march down the length of the field, you hold them to a field goal.
Right.
Maybe they stumble along the way. Keep the margins tight. They've got the defense to do
that. Following up right there, Coach, because I've been talking to the guys, and I was telling them, hey, if I'm in Cal Shanahan and Robert Saleh, I'm putting a lot of emphasis on the red zone. Because just what you alluded to, make them, you know, take the 10, 15, or have some big plays. But the red zone, now you have the back of the end zone as another defender. Now guys can't run through necessarily zones. How important is for the 49ers defense red zone this week?
Huge, huge. And to me, that's going to be the difference in the game. That if you can make them trade touchdowns for field goals, while you're now, the flip side is you got to get down there and you've got to score and be good in the red zone, which the 49ers are. With that running game, that's the formula that's going to have to win. Because if it becomes a track meet, That's just not your game. That's not where you're going to want to get if you got to play catch up. So those are tight margins. You got to convert a lot on the third and mediums, get to the third and mediums. And the hard discipline for the defense for the 49ers is with that great front four, it's not a matter of getting home to Patrick Mahomes. It's slow playing and keep him in the pocket. If Bosa goes upfield to beat the tackle, but the tackle's defensive tackle leaves that gap, Patrick Mahomes is going to step out, extend the play, and that's going to kill you. Make him stay in the pocket, which he can do, and maybe nickel and dime along the way.
Gotcha.
But you know that's got a better upside, because if he gets outside,
trouble.
You're dead, game, set, match.
When you look at the defense for the 49ers and the front four, you mentioned great ability to do that. Is it the linebackers that are going to have to make the big plays and not only containing Patrick Mahomes when he breaks it and decides to run, but also guarding Travis Kelce?
Yeah, the matchup and the athleticism, which 49ers are well versed to do. Think about it. And I've said it for years and years. This is a game of numbers, angles, and matchups. And the numbers are clear cut. They got five receivers.
Right.
If they want to put them all out. You got seven defenders. If you can keep the four-man rush.
Right.
So you double Kelce, you double Hill, you match up, and they're pretty good now. That's not easy with Robinson, Hardman, and Watkins. I mean, that's going to be a challenge. Or you do the change-up zones, make Mahomes hesitate to go, well, where is the open area? Do I have someone there? And maybe get the ball out, maybe not. And then when they do, you got to rally up and minimize the gains. If you do that, again, all but with 12, 13, 14 plays, then maybe they miss the field goal. Maybe they turn the ball over. Maybe they, you know, don't get a touchdown every time. And now you can play that tight margin game.
Super Bowl champ Brian Billick with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know the feeling where when you get it like a new haircut, you look in the mirror, you feel a little bit more confidence. When you put the Super Bowl ring on in the morning, do you instantaneously feel more confidence as you walk out of the house? I notice it there. I find I'm jealous, but also in awe.
I don't wear it a lot, but it's a great, you pull it out occasionally, remind yourself, I kind of knew what I was doing at one point.
Yeah.
I'm not the village idiot people think I am. You know? And it is a great reminder, particularly I do a lot of corporate speaking. It's always fun to watch people respond to the Super Bowl ring and what that represents. I work with Sean O'Hara on Playbook, who was with the Giants and has a Super Bowl ring. And it's always gratifying to know that, yeah, it signifies that you did know what you're doing, and it's something they can never take you away. It is a differentiator. Andy Reid, obviously, who's had a brilliant career, and Andy was with me when we went to school at BYU. A lot of people, you know, you really hope for Andy. He deserves this.
Right.
Not that if you don't get it, doesn't lessen you in any way, shape, or form, but it is kind of nice to have.
Top of the mountain.
It's the feather in the cap. It puts the nice, perfect bow on a tremendous career. And like you said, no one can ever take that away from you.
That doesn't mean they don't try.
Right. Yeah.
They don't try to diminish it.
Where are you on the topic of conversation when Jimmy Garoppolo's name comes up? A lot of people want to say, well, has he really earned it? Can he handle a game of this magnitude? We sit here and we say, look at the New Orleans game.
Sure he can. Oh, absolutely. It's just that he has to be within a system that's not what's required of him right now. Could he go out and do a 40-45 throw game? Sure. It's not what they're built for.
Right.
So that's got to be a factor. They're doing it differently than Kansas City. But certainly he can. He threw over 35 times, what, four times, and they won three. So if he's got to do that, he can. It's not what they're built for. It's not the game plan they want to play.
Right.
And if they have to, yeah, he'll hold up. It's just not what they're built for right now.
I couldn't agree with you more as far as Jimmy G. You know what he brings to the table. I think another facet of the game that a lot of people are not talking about, Coach, and I think it's going to help decide this game, is that hidden field position. And I'm talking about special teams. How big is that going to be?
We always say it's a third of the game, but no one really believes that.
No one really gives
statistically, it's not. It's not a third of the plays.
Right.
Mathematically, I've just tried to clear that up for some people.
But it is huge, particularly when, for us, for instance, in our Super Bowl year, where we played great defense, don't turn the ball over, run the ball, and
field
position. I mean, it was real simple. We would kick off, make them go three and out. We get better field position. We'd get a little. We'd now punt back to them, put them even deeper, and eventually that field exchange would get us to where we're in a scoring position and we score because we weren't as good offensively. So, yes, from that standpoint, and likely, given the explosiveness of Kansas City, it's hard to imagine San Francisco beating Kansas City without getting some kind of input, some kind of game changer. That one possession, that change of field position or a score, that change of possession that special teams gives you, given an explosive offense like Kansas City, San Francisco, hard to imagine them not getting one of those and being able to win.
You're a Super Bowl champ, former coach of the Ravens. We see you on the NFL Network, but you're also down here with Roman, GetRoman.com/coach. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's been fun to be a part of this organization for a while and watch it grow and people come more aware of what Get Roman is. I mean, 50% of the guys over 40 haven't been to a doctor in a year. And when you do make your doctor's appointment, it takes you 2 months to get in or a month to get in. I'm 65 years old, man. There's too much stuff going on. Stuff that you need to address, right? So in the privacy of your own home to get access to U.S. licensed physicians and, more importantly, access to the pharmaceuticals that we all need in today's world that are guaranteed. The amount of counterfeit pharmaceuticals out there is stunning to me. So to have a resource like GetRoman.com, you talk with U.S. licensed physicians that'll help you kind of navigate. I don't care if it's ED, cold sores, hair loss, whatever. All the things that are going on.
All the above.
All the above that you deal with, that to have that kind of confidence to get this stuff addressed, you go to GetRoman.com. People ought to check it out.
Wow. GetRoman.com/coach for your first free visit. Before we let you go, we're doing this with all of our guests. Just curious, if you have a prediction on the game, we'd love to hear it. You can be as much as the score, or you can just...
I got to check. I'll end up doing about 50 of these shows. 25 of them, I say Kansas City. Half the people in the country think I'm pretty smart. So.
And then what you do is you take those people and you chop them down the middle for the next Super
Bowl.
Right,
and I'm a genius.
10 markets think you can't miss.
Exactly right. You know what? Like you say, great defense win championship like San Francisco. It could be a great game. Kansas City in this offense. I've got a book written in 1934 by Newt Rockne that says if you got to be good on offense because then you're never out of it. That aspect for Kansas City, no matter what, and no matter what happens to them early, we saw it. They're able to come back. I'm biased a little bit because Andy Reid and relationship with Andy, kind of hoping for Andy's sake. But I think that offense in Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes might be just like one possession too much for San Francisco.
He played the Newt Rockne card, too.
I did. It's hard to go against Newt.
Tough to go against Newt.
I mentioned Newt Rockne to someone in passing a few months ago, and he goes, "Who's that?"
Oh,
and he was like, "How old?" And like 28, 29, and I was like, "Country's going to hell. Country's going to hell." That prediction was brought to you by FitAid, the number one post-workout recovery drink in America. Catch him on the NFL Network, former Ravens head coach, Super Bowl champ, and at GetRoman.com/coach. Brian Billick with us here on 95.7.
Sounds good, guys.
Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Good to see you,
Coach. Have a great week.
All right, man. Awesome guy.
Always very generous with his time.
Here's the thing. He says he's coming by at 8:30. He comes by at 8:30. He sits down. He's a tremendous interview. It's like, that's how you do it, Romanowski. That's how you do it, John Dickinson.
We're going to get Bill. We're going to get him. Can't believe he just...
Let me make sure Romanowski can't hear me from wherever he is
right
now.
I got you.
You got it right this time.
He no-showed us. I can't believe that.
You're not going to do anything. You're going to see Bill.
No, no, no.
You're going to hug him and do the whole former football player thing.
No.
If he comes down your...
Oh, Bill, what up, Cuddy? It's going to be that whole thing. What you need to do, you need to stand up for the show, and you need to challenge him to the naked shower wrestling.
No.
You versus Romanowski.
No.
Okay.
Naked shower wrestling world championships. Who says no?
Everybody says no. That's not going to happen.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
I got you at -135. Slight favorite. Romanowski is getting the underdog money +140.
I got Romanowski in a landslide. It's really Romanowski picking his moment. Does he want him down in the first? Does he want him down in the third?
Too much. Too soon, guys. Too much. Too soon. Wow. I love old coach and listen to him.
Now, you never played for him, right?
Because
you were in Baltimore with Harbaugh.
Just beat by him? Is that what it was?
I beat him too, Joe. I mean, we beat them many times.
I'm just trying to clarify.
Clarify it. Load it up. Check the tape. I played well in those games. I would go after his guys.
Those were wars. Baltimore, Tennessee, man.
And everyone talks about their defense. Look up Tennessee's defense that year. Defense, when you're talking about Blaine and the guys, Javon Kirsch, you talk about two defenses that kind of emulate. These were two great defenses going against one another. So it wasn't like Baltimore and then Tennessee didn't have a defense. We had a hell of a defense, too. So, but just what he was saying, the different things that we talk about, like, man, I'm telling you guys, special teams people, they do need to change field position. You need it. We talk about the red zone. I was telling you guys, hey, it's going to be important for the red zone. It's great to just go and ask this ball coach. We love getting with these guys and just to see the page, what they're thinking, how would they stop this team. And it's just awesome just to hear Belichick just, you know, talk about this game. And
a lot of people streaming us on Instagram. Go to our Instagram page at 957 The Game. They're asking for things. They want to see you do some push-ups. Carl was telling me during the last break, because you're shaking hands, you got a lot of people you know here. It's very impressive, the network you have built. But during the break, we were going through some of it. They love the big fella. The big fella is a huge draw on the gram, as the kids say.
They're talking
you're
about,
big on the gram.
Yeah, they're talking about 20 push-ups. It's laughable. I mean, I had surgery 3 weeks ago. 20 push-ups, laughable.
40, it's too many because of the injury.
40, laughable. I mean, 60, laughable.
You know, getting,
100, I mean, probably now you're getting in my range. I mean, knocking out 40, 50 push-ups or 20 push-ups. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but there's controversy with this guy. It's the same with the bench press. His push-ups are like this.
I mean, here's my arm. Here it is.
So it's like
if you can see my arm, look at that nice. It doesn't straighten all the way. It's not you can do unless you want to break my arm. So I know what it is. I know what a push-up.
We're going to break both arms
to make them do fully straight. That's a far as they extend. Look, if you want to see it, the big fellow get it done.
You'll just drop and give us quick 20.
Yeah,
bang 20.
Absolutely. Bang, bang. Niner game.
I like that. He's into it right now. I love
like
this.
Push-ups are coming. This is why you go to the Instagram.
Yeah. It's not necessarily extraordinary radio, but nice going one-armers.
One-armed, like Balboa.
Yeah.
Like Balboa, although also like Creed, depending on how you want to play this.
Yeah.
Creed, Balboa, they both did them. One arm, that was impressive. And that can only be found, that's exclusive content, on our Instagram page at 957.
Just like that, knocked out the 10 one-armers. Come on.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That was really impressive.
They doubt the big fella.
And you got the whole form.
Yes.
The one arm, you got to have the spread eagle.
Yes.
You got to be able to create balance.
Go try it, Div.
Yeah,
give me two.
Hold on.
Hello? Got a call to insurance.
Dude, trying to avoid the bootleg pills.
He's going through those ailments. I'm like, yeah. What's that website? I was 4 for 4. Touch them all, kid. That's a tough segment for you.
Oh man. Elaborate on something for me.
Yeah.
You and Coach feel exactly the same about a lot of things in this game. It's a lot of what you've been saying for 2 weeks. He came in and he reiterated it. Explain to the listeners the idea of how important the red zone defense is. Talking about giving up the chunk plays, but once they get to the red zone, the bend don't break. You don't need
to
stop them everywhere.
Absolutely.
But you're going to allow it to happen. How do you do that? How do you go from giving up big plays to all of a sudden just locking things down?
There's a thing, Joe, that you said that this Niner team does well, and you always talk about what you love about them. They're great tacklers.
Yes.
So if this team is a great tackling team like everyone think they are, and you let this Kansas City team, they're going to get theirs. And once they start getting into that red zone, now you say, okay, we got to clamp down. You can't give up the big plays for big scores. You got to make sure no matter what you give up, you tackle. Now when you get to the red zone, 20 and in, you're the 10 and in, you think about it. You have an end zone that's 10 yards back there. Now you have something that is a defender now because now they can't use their speed to get through the zone. So now the back of the end zone becomes a defender. Now you sit there and you play cover four, so you got four across, or you play some cover 8, where you got four in the back, four underneath. Now it's window. So now if you look at that, so you got four in the back, four in front. So now that's a little cover eight. So now it's in between. So it's like stuck in the middle. I use here my little, yeah, my little oatmeal cookie that I
have. The oatmeal cookie.
Yeah. So now this is eight covers. You got four across, four in. Now you make Mahomes throw the baby in between all that. And you got a swarm and tackle. And you tackle him. And you get him.
Can't do
and
that
you
to hit a baby.
Him. Yeah. So that's what you have to do and keep him out of the end zone.
I'm not eating that cookie. That cookie's not getting eaten.
Also, according to Instagram user Stephen Langford, wondering why the Danish hasn't been eaten.
Yeah,
there's
not
a
sure.
Danish that's been in the middle of the table the whole show. Instagram user Stephen Langford wondering why it hasn't been consumed.
Carl went and got it, and he's supposed to eat that. I don't know what Carl's got. I don't know.
Carl, you were the one that brought that here?
Yeah, he got it for the big fella, but big fella's not going to eat a Danish.
He doesn't eat Danish.
He knows that.
Additionally, he's not
from the Netherlands.
No, I told him I wanted a wheat bagel.
That would be Denmark, yeah. But ballpark.
And he didn't have, so, and he brought
close
this Danish.
Proximity.
Yeah,
I think.
I simply asked for a cup of tea to help me with my scratchy throat.
Yes.
And instead,
would you get a Danish?
Yes. Instead of a cup of tea,
right.
he produced a Danish.
Right.
That's what passes for a, quote, runner.
Wow.
We bring Carl out here to do social media and also be our runner.
He is the worst runner in the world.
Came in today tired, the whole thing, and then laid out his gear. Ugh. Had to go all the way back. Didn't know how to get into the building.
Oh,
forgot one
God.
Of the lenses.
The real beauty was yesterday when
I could bring anyone. I could bring a mule down here to forget the lens.
Lo asked him to walk T.O. out, which basically means you escort him out
Thank
so
you.
That other radio stations don't bombard him. Carl just lets him go willy-nilly on his own.
And T.O.'s looking like, help, I got an appointment. I have to be somewhere. And yeah, I said, Carl, before he leaves, I said, don't make T.O. T.O. just drops his heart to us about how he's the bad guy and all these different things, right? Carl's sitting here loving it. He's filming it. Oh,
then reveling in the man's pain.
Yes,
some would say.
And then,
reveling.
And right when he leaves, he makes him the bad guy. People wanting to take pictures and doing this stuff. Carl was like, "I got him. He's got an appointment. I'm sorry, so sorry. He's got an appointment. I told him to escort him." And all of a sudden, T.O. can get out. He's 5-10 minutes, and you're sitting there looking like opie dopey dopey.
Whoa. What's T.O. doing the rest of the week? Are we hanging out with him at any point?
Yeah, we'll probably see T.O. out and about.
Does he do that stuff?
Yeah, he'll probably be out.
He doesn't strike me as a guy that you see out at a lot of the parties.
I had thought that he was in and out this week, that he was just in for a day and he was bouncing back out. But
busy guy.
Yeah.
Busy guy.
Busy event for busy people.
Yeah.
I like the breakdown that Coach gave about the red zone, and I'm glad that even though you smashed the cookie that someone was going to eat, what you're talking about makes perfect sense as far as – because you've been saying, Lo, about – Kansas City and their receivers running through zones, and you can't do that when you're on the 10-yard line, obviously, because there's not that far to go. So it's really – does that change, Joe, in your mind, the way you play defense? Do you play a little bit more soft coverage? That way you don't get beat over the top of the big play?
I think you're in a situation here where you're not trying to pull off too much that – look, you got here for a reason, right? There's no fluke. You're not going to do a complete overhaul of just about anything.
No.
Remember, this is strength on strength.
Absolutely.
Mahomes is better against – against the zone coverage than any quarterback in the NFL. But the Niners play as much zone as anybody. I think they rank 2 or 3. They're top 3 in terms of defensive snaps in zone coverage, and they're pretty good at it.
Right.
They're number 2 overall in defense, number 1 against the pass. So my thought process would be bring it on. Bring it on. If you're so good against against zone, we're going to throw a lot of zone at you, and let's see what you got, because that's what we're good at, too. You have to remember something with Kansas City. Again, I'm going to point to the recency bias element. Everyone looks at the 2 wonderful comebacks against Houston and Tennessee. I got news, and it's breaking. They're Houston and Tennessee.
Right.
Houston ranks 29th in pass defense. Tennessee ranks 23rd in pass defense. Ryan Tannehill was the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, and both games came at Arrowhead Stadium. They were sloppy in both. You cannot be sloppy against the Niners early. The Niners rank, I think it's number 2 in the NFL in first quarter scoring. The Chiefs rank 28th in first quarter scoring defense. You can get on them. They're sloppy. They commit a lot of penalties. And let's be honest, their road to get here wasn't exactly a challenge. No surprise to see the Chiefs finally break that drought. They didn't have to go through Peyton Manning. They didn't have to go through Tom Brady. They didn't have to go through the best team in the AFC, which was the Baltimore Ravens. They went through Houston, who shouldn't even be there, and Tennessee, who also equally should not have been there. And everyone's going to say, well, you really crap it on their seasons. I don't care. No one's going to remember Houston and Tennessee from what they did this year. Houston did what they normally did. They flame out. They beat the teams that are bad. They lose to the teams that are good. The Houston, what the hell are they? The Astros?
They were 9-7.
They're even Steven. That's what they are. They're even Steven Langford for their entire careers. That's what they are. And the Titans were a nice little show right up until they needed to play from behind. And then we saw they were a one-trick pony. This is a bigger step up in class for the Chiefs than it is for the Niners. Niners have played this game before. Niners have gone to the Voodoo Dome. Niners went to Baltimore and hung tight. I like the Niners' chances in this game. I don't think you've had to vary a whole lot up. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, feel free to jump in on
no,
it.
But I don't think
there's a whole lot that needs to change.
I like what you were saying about the first quarter scoring element, too, and not only as it pertains to props on who scores first, but the idea of we all kind of agree that the Niners need to get a lead in this game to be able to dictate the tempo, to be able to run the football, and to be able to keep their defense on the field. And if Kansas City's that bad, and we've seen it throughout the playoffs, in the first quarter they've been falling behind, I like the Niners' chances of getting an early lead.
All right, big question. Big question on everyone's minds. Will we get stood up again? The rumor is that we will be meeting with Jeff Garcia and Ian Williams, a little tag team action coming up in the next segment to talk about the Super Bowl, but who knows? Who knows if it'll take place? Only you can find out by tuning in to Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Also, Instagram, he's going dark. Carl's going dark right now. He's not going to work during the breaks, union mandated. But he'll be right back to work as soon as we're back here on 95.7 The Game.
It's time for the Red and Gold Flashback on 95.7 The Game.
DeForest Buckner, defensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers, is our guest. You scored a touchdown on Monday night. Now that it happened, are you going to prepare a more elaborate dance so that next time you're ready with something super, super exciting?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I kind of did the LT because I was a big LT fan.
That was the Red and Gold Flashback on 95.7. The Game.
When it comes to health coverage, it helps to have someone in your corner. That's why there's Covered California. We're a free service that offers support and resources to help more Californians get quality, affordable health coverage. How do we do that? By carefully selecting private health insurance companies to offer you the best combination of quality, rates, and benefits. And Covered California is the only place you can get financial help to make coverage more affordable. New this year, almost a million people could get additional financial help to lower the cost of their plan. That means more money for those already receiving assistance and new help for those who may not have qualified in the past. Many people will see lower costs, so don't wait. Check and see how much you could save. It only takes 5 minutes. Have questions or want to enroll? Visit coveredca.com, call us, or meet with an expert in your area. Covered California. It's life care. The last day to enroll is January 31st, so get covered today.
Donate your car to Cars for Kids. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or go to carsforkids.com to schedule a free pickup within 24 hours. Make a difference in the life of a child and donate today. Cars for Kids is also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, team, huddle in for the big game at Smart and Final. Trevor, go long for chicken wings. Debbie, beeline to the beer aisle and break!
The Red Zone Rush is on, and that means fresh Haas avocados are now just 2 for $1, limit 6. So, what's your Smart and Final?
I totally want to be that girl in a romantic comedy. Like, you know, the girl who ends up all happily ever after and it was so easy. So when I'm on a dating app, I make sure I come off slightly quirky, but also totally cute and sexy all at once. And then bring on the big tease. At first, I'm interested. But wait, suddenly I act all hard to get. I know. Finally, when a guy suggests meeting up, I don't respond. Gotta make him work, right? Look, unless he shows up at my airport gate with a Calypso band, he's not the right one anyway.
The truth about most people you meet on dating sites is that you never meet them at all. Want to meet someone who actually wants to go on dates in real life and not just flirt online? The dating professionals at It's Just Lunch specialize in making matches and arranging fun dates. Everything you need to make a real connection with a real person. It's Just Lunch even takes care of all the details. So all you need to do is show up and have fun. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits. Guaranteed dates. Visit itsjustlunchsanfrancisco.com or call 415-989-9818.
Hey, this is Damon Bruce. When I started Nutrisystem for Men, I couldn't believe how quickly I dropped so much weight. In the first few weeks, it melted away. Check it out. I've lost over 50 pounds. Fellas, you can too. Check out Nutrisystem for Men by going to Nutrisystem.com/radio. Click on the radio icon in the top right-hand corner of the page and use promo code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, and you'll get 50% off plus a week of protein-packed shakes for free. free. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio now. Use promo code radio. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
Think you've seen something, you haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Come on, all the smoke, baby.
All
give it to
the
us.
Smoke.
Matt Bond, Steven Jackson.
Talking about sports, life, culture.
We put the power in the player's hand.
I ain't never told nobody this ever.
I just want to get into good conversation.
Kerry Champion, Stephen A.
We got to talk. What's going on?
Dwayne Wade, Steph Curry.
I'm over here laugh crying.
It's good vibes only. You can find us here, over there, everywhere.
Radio.com and all major podcast platforms.
Peace.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
From Piedmont to Oakley to Rio Vista, this is KGMC-FM at HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Joe.
All right, welcome to the championship rounds of Joe, Lo, and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game, live from Miami Beach, site of Super Bowl 54. We are four days away from the biggest game of the season, your San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got a lot to get to in the final hour. We're coming out with a bang right out of the gate. Jeff Garcia, former Niner quarterback, NBC Sports Bay Area, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. This was supposed to be a tag team. It was going to be you and Ian Williams. Yeah, not that right. Kind of tag team.
Whoa.
Not that kind
whoa,
of tag team.
Hey,
guys are so unprofessional.
Hey, Joe.
So unprofessional.
Jody.
It was supposed to be you and Ian Williams. And Ian, who is consistently late with this program. I put odds that he was going to be late again. He is late. You are not. Very diligent, and I appreciate that.
Well, he must be eating still.
Speaking of which, we got a Danish here. Would you like that?
I mean,
you can't
let me share the spotlight with Ian. I mean, you know, there's not enough room for Ian today on this show with me here.
Absolutely.
He's out.
Yes.
And I will eat a Danish right now, but I'll save it for later.
All right. All right. I heard you guys were out together last night, the Clevelander. Nice time in Miami. Do you enjoy being down here?
It's been awesome. I mean, to be down here actually having a vested interest in the team that's here has been, I think, exciting for all of us. I mean, to not just be here just to be here, but actually have interest in watching a team be successful on the field, I think, is what it's all about. Been here since Sunday night, been busy, been doing some work with NBC Sports Bay Area, and having a little fun last night with the people of Miami.
Why not? Welcome to Miami. You're talking about this is a good time and having a good time working, have vested interest in the San Francisco 49ers. Oh, you think about this team and where it's come from, Jeff, and you've seen this team grow. You've seen this team have setbacks. You've seen them grow forward. What's the biggest thing that you've taken away from this team in the process in which they got here this year and how in which it's been built?
Just how unselfish they are. When you look at a team that really truly buys in to what Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have put together and started to develop here, the unselfishness, every single player is out there for one another, really putting on the line for each other. And when you talk about team sports, that's how teams are made to be successful. And I think this team has really built something special to where it's not just a one-hit wonder. They can be good for the years to come, just as to how they're wired and how they're put together. The addition of key ingredients
on the defensive line. Dee Ford as a free agent signing acquisition. Bosa on the other end for a first-round draft pick. And then those first-rounders, Armstead and Buckner, stepping up their player, igniting a fire under that team on that side. As you know, Lo, hey, the foundations of great teams are built in the trenches.
No question.
You got to have an offensive line who can open up the run game and protect the passer. You have to have a defensive line that can do the same on the other side. Stop the run and get after the quarterback. And that makes everybody else that much better around them. We've seen how now they're a top-tiered team against the pass. Number one in the National Football League, defending the pass. Well, why does that happen? Because they're awesome up front. They get after the quarterback. They minimize the time that that quarterback has to make decisions to get the ball out. Now, as a defensive backfield, you don't have to cover for 4, 5, 6 seconds. Now, they're going to be challenged in a way that they haven't quite been challenged come this Sunday with a special player, the magic man out there, Patrick Mahomes.
When you look at offensively in the run game, and you talked about the guys in the trenches, George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk, to have those unique players in this run game, is it impossible to underscore just how important those two are?
Oh, so important. They're awesome. When you talk about you know, a fullback who plays the game much like you, who takes tremendous pride in being physical, and then a tight end who is so unselfish, who is a game changer if he gets the ball in his hands, but is like, hey, look, if we're running the football and we're being successful, keep running it, because I want to kill people when I hit them off the edge. And I want to lock down, whether it's a defensive end, a linebacker, or the chance to run over a defensive back. He wants to do it all. And you got to love that. It's contagious, man. When you have a guy or guys like that in the locker room who just take tremendous pride, you see now Emmanuel Sanders, like, hey, I'm more happy to spring the block that got Mostert into the end zone. That's called unselfish football. That's why these guys are now creating success and building upon it, because they want to do that for one another.
Absolutely.
Jeff Garcia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.